Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You are excused, Steve.
With my mic on?
We're about to start talking about Thanksgiving, and look, you're prematurely burping.
I am.
I love it so much.
Getting ready for the big day.
The big day is tomorrow, which means that today is also a very special holiday, apparently. It's Green Wednesday. So what does that mean? This is a news report explaining what Green Wednesday is.
And while many are heading out to the store for last-minute Thanksgiving ingredients, others are packing the dispensary for Green Wednesday. Today is the second busiest day of the year for them, next to 420. Customers are coming in to purchase marijuana for a number of reasons, such as using it to make difficult conversations with family easier.
Okay.
Others plan to add it to their food.
Interesting.
Oh, get the whole fam stoned?
I wish I could go back in time when I was like a teenager. I wish I had access to the marijuana. It would have made Thanksgiving a lot less stressful.
Oh my gosh. Well, this leads us to our simple question. So we asked for people that have ever worked at a pot shop to call in, and boy, did they.
Yes.
Our simple question. We're going to start with Jacob from Kirkland. Tell us about Green Wednesday. Is it really a thing?
I didn't know what you guys meant at first, but there's sales, but I've never heard it called Green Wednesday.
Oh, that's so funny. So it's just like it's like Taryn in the mainstream media trying to create this new name for things.
Right. It is one of the busiest days of the year at the pot shop, though.
So here's my question. So I get the whole get stoned, tolerate family part of it all. But have you heard of people using weed to like, is there like turkey, weed infused turkey, or like have people use it to make like, you know, like marijuana themed food?
No, but there should be.
True story. Tony, you're in Bremerton. Our simple question, tell us about Green Wednesday. Is this really a thing? Have you heard of it?
I'm with the first guy. I work at a farm. I actually never worked at a pot shop, but I go there all the time for like deliveries, and also as well, I work at a farm. But like every Friday, we get a bag full of weed. So I thought that's what he meant too. But no, I immediately, like every holiday, I immediately swarm the pot shops because that's like the best deals anyway. Christmas too. Christmas is like one of my favorite times.
Oh, so it's not a white Christmas, it's a green Christmas, apparently.
Exactly.
That is so funny. So what, the news are calling it this? You brought it up saying, hey, I heard about this thing called Green Wednesday, but the pot shops aren't banking on it and using it like in their advertising.
Well, we've only talked to a couple of our pot shop workers. Let's see what Rob from Gig Harbor has to say about the simple question. Rob, Green Wednesday, is it a thing?
It is not a thing, guys. I ran a pot shop in L.A. for about 5 years. And let me tell you, we'd make up anything just to drive up sales. But our shop was called Green Cross LAX.
That's so funny. So you haven't heard the term Green Wednesday either?
No, actually, when we would get some product in and it didn't have a name, one time I named some weed after a rock band I was managing called DC4. So we sold it as weed as DC4.
That's a good way to market the band. Yeah.
For sure. Jordan, you're in Sumner this morning. Have you heard of Green Wednesday? Is this a thing or not?
I don't think it is. I agree with the rest of the fellas here. I ran 4 years in the industry, managed a shop for about a year or two, and I've never heard of that. But, you know, after hearing the news article, it kind of makes sense. Like, everybody, fellow weed enjoyers, you know, just want to get stoned before Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you notice an uptick in customers on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or is this just like the news making up some stuff?
I mean, you can kind of see some statistics there, but it wasn't ever known as Green Wednesday, you know?
All right, we also have Dylan from Bellingham. Dylan, you work at a pot shop. Tell us if you know anything about Green Wednesday, whether or not this is really a thing.
This is not a thing. I think they're just making it up to make more sales or to get more people in there talking about it like that. And what from the previous caller, we have done a medicated Thanksgiving, me and my family at one point, and we had to label all the food because there was one person in the house that didn't smoke. So everything literally was made with weed butter. It had it in everything. And even when I worked at the pot shop, we studied some of it on which ones would give you the munchies more.
That is so funny.
Thanksgiving, something that would get you really hungry before you get ready to eat.
Next thing you know, grandma didn't know she's having some weed-infused turkey and now wants to listen to Bob Marley during Thanksgiving.
Do you have any family members that participate in like a cousin walk or anything like that? Which I learned that term. I mean, safety meeting, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You guys don't have anybody in the family that does that?
Not that I know of. And if they are, they need to let me know.
They're not inviting you?
No, I don't think anyone in my wife's side of the family. My side of the family, it wasn't so much about the weed. It was just everyone was sneaking shots.
Oh, what were the shots of?
It was Johnny Walker.
Nice.
Yeah, so every once in a while you'd hear someone talk about, hey, you want to go see Johnny? And from when I was a kid, I was like, who the F is Johnny? And why isn't he showing up to our house?
Steve Miggs, we have a call from another pot shop worker named Derek in Tacoma. Derek, we're going to ask you the simple question. So far, no one has heard of Green Wednesday. Is it a thing, Derek?
I believe it is a thing. I've heard it. I work for a company that delivers cannabis all throughout the state, and sales definitely go up, and deliveries definitely go up Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And all the bud tenders that I've talked to have all said, there is an influx on Wednesday of people coming in and on Thursday morning because they want their product before they get that food in their bellies.
That was going to be my question, Derek, was whether or not there are Thanksgiving hours for some of these pot shops, if they're closed on the holiday or if they're open for a little bit.
Absolutely. I just made my first delivery of the day up here in a Gold Bar. And their store hours said 8 to 4. So they are definitely adjusting their hours so their employees can enjoy the holiday as well. But they are open and they are adjusted.
All right. So we now need to get a bunch of plumbers to call in and see if they've ever heard of the term Brown Friday.
No, Steve.
No.
It's a thing, guys. I saw it on the news. No?
It's a thing at your house.
Every day. Never mind.
The Daily Mix.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.